Okay, the voice side. We're starting a brand new Mishnah, Daf Chof Beis Amid Aleph, at the very top of the Amid, where the Mishnah begins, Sukkah Meduv Leles. What means Sukkah Meduv Leles? Rashi tells us, Lakamen Mefarish Lo B'Gemara, is going to be a big machloikis between Rav and Shmuel, what the definition of Sukkah Meduv Leles. Bishul Tiltza Merum Mechamasa, if the shade of the schach is greater than that of the chama of the sun, ksheira, then it's kosher. We've learned that already from the very beginning of the Masecht. In fact, if you look at Daf Beis Amud Aleph in the first Mishnah, the Mishnah said that chamsa miruba mitzilsa is psula. That if there is too much sun, more than the shade, then it's possible. So in the obvious, then the opposite should be obvious, that if there's more shade than there is sun, then it's kosher. Mitchum will discuss this more in the Gemara. Says the Mishnah, Hama'uva k'min bayis. What happens if you have very, very thick, packed schach? You really packed it in, so much so that you cannot see any of the stars, that as a result you cannot go and see any of the stars because it's really sealed tight, just like in a house, so to speak. Mishnah Ksheira. You don't have to have rays of sun coming in, even if it's packed solid with schach, also kosher. Okay, we start again. Beginning of the Mishnah, Sukkah Hamiduv Leles. Frank Dimar, my Midduv Leles. What's the taich? What's the definition of the word Midduv Leles? Says Dimar, it's a machlokes. Rav, Sukkah Aniyah. Sukkah Aniyah means that it's very sparse schach, where there's a fair amount of air space in the schach, and therefore the word duvleles comes from the word dal, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly. It's a poor amount of schach. Ushmul amar kana oilem bekoina yoyred. It's talking about that there is enough schach, but it's on two different levels. Some schach is higher, some schach is lower. And the Gemara will explain. Rav Tani Chod. According to Rav, the first two cases of the Mishnah are really one case. Ushmul Tani Tarti. Well, according to Shmuel, there are two cases. Rav Tani Chod. Sukkah Midduvleles. My Midduvleles. What's the definition of the word Midduvleles? Middulleles. From a Lashon Dal. Dal meaning poor. And here we're saying that there's a poor amount of schach at the top of this sukkah. So now, if there's a poor amount of schach, that means, sounds like there's not enough schach, that there's too much ear space. So why does the Mishnah say ksheira? Says Rav, that's why the second, what appears to be the second case of the Mishnah, is really explaining the first case of the Mishnah. When do I say sukkah hamidduvleles? Which means, sukkah hamidduvleles, where there is very sparse schach. When do I say it's kosher? Only if shetzilta maruba mechamsa, then it's ksheira. Yet you can have sparse schach, but make sure that there's still enough tzel that it is the roiv over the amount of chama, the amount of sun. Because if there's more sun than shade, no good. More shade than sun, good. And that's one case together. Ushmul tanitarti. And Shmuel says these are two separate cases. My midduvleles, nivulbeles. Now we all know mavulbel means something which is mixed up and that it's all mixed together. Here it doesn't mean that it's mixed up, it just means that it's not in the normal way of things. Because the normal way of things, when you put up schach, it's all on one level. Here you have multiple levels right over the sukkah, and then a few inches higher, we'll soon see how much higher, you have another level of schach. The schach on the sukkah itself is not enough. However, together with the second layer above, the two are mitzarev together, and it is enough. V'tar tiktoni, and therefore, according to Shmuel, there are two separate halachas. Number one, sukkah nivulbeles, meaning sukkah with multi-layered schach, is kosher. The Tzeltzum Ramacham says also kosher. Two separate cases in the Gemara, two separate cases in the Mishnah. So now, Rav's halacha is very, very straightforward. Rav says you don't have to have every single inch of the sukkah covered with schach. You can have little openings, ear spaces here and there and everywhere, just as long as in the totality of all of the schach on top of the sukkah, you have roiv, tziltza, meruba, mechamsa. Then it's good. Shmuel is the one that is more interesting, if you will, because Shmuel says we're talking about that the schach is not on one level, it's two levels. One level higher, one level lower. Each one of the two levels on their own doesn't do the trick. It's chamsa, meruba, metzilsa. However, if you go and scrunch the two together, you merge the two together, then it becomes tzilsa, meruba, mechamsa. So now we're going to see, you cannot say that at all times. It depends on the circumstances. We're first going to have abaya, and then we're going to have rova, omer abaya. When can you go and merge two separate levels of schach? One lemala and one lemata, where each level on its own is chamsa meruba meitzilza, and therefore is insufficient schach. When do you merge the two together and say, I have enough tzeil, and that overweighs the chama of the two together? That's dafka if between level A and level B you have less than three tvachim. Because as we all know, as we've been learning from the beginning of our mesechta, when you have less than three tvachim, you have the halacha of lavud. And lavud means it's as if we go and fill up all of that open space with a filler. So now we're just combining the two levels together as one. However, if the distance between the upper level and the lower level is three tvachim or more, then psula, then it's going to be possible. And Rashi explains, because after all, think about the mechanics, the structure of such a sukkah. You have one layer on the schach of schach, but it's sparse. You have another layer which is three tvachim higher. Guess what? The chama, the sun during the day, says, there's nothing stopping me, and all the rays of the sun go directly into the sukkah. You got a lot of chama meruba mitzilza. It's only if you can go and scrunch the two together, you can merge them, then I have tzilza meruba mechamsa. So it says, Abaya, it all depends. If it's less than three tvachim, you merge. If it's more than three tvachim, you don't merge, and it's possible. Now, Rova does not disagree. And in fact, in the Mefarshim talk, whether there's any machloikas Abaya v'Rova at all, Rova just adds on that there's another eitza. Amar Rova, afilu yesh bein ze lo ze shloish tzvachim, nami loy amoran, ala she'ein begagoy tefach. Ava yesh begagoy tefach, kishera, diamrinan chavoyt rami. What does Rova say? Rova says, I agree with Abaya that if you have less than three tvachim, no problem. Abaye, however, said that if it's more than three tvachim, another three tvachim or more, then you don't merge the two layers together. Says Rava, there's even a case where it's more than three tvachim where we do merge the two layers together. When is that? When the gag is a tefach. Gag, tefach means that the individual pieces of schach at the upper level are a tefach wide or more. Because if the upper ones are a tefach wide or more, we say chavoyt rami. Chavoyt rami means, it's as if you go and take a baseball bat and you bang it on top of the upper level of schach, and you have it sink to the bottom, have the two fall together and merge. Chavoyt rami means you give a clap, and you bang it down. You don't do that physically, but halachically you do that. The question is, where do you get this halacha from? So Rashi tells us that this is really not that different than what we've been speaking about in the past, about good achis, or that the chudoy shilamata makes a virtual wall. And here too, what we're doing is we're making a virtual wall by taking the gag of Schach and we're pushing it down so that it falls into the second Schach. So why over there do we use the expression of good Achas Mechitzta? And here we use the term Chavoit Rami. Says Rashi, when do we say good Achas? If you're taking the outer edge of the Schach or of the Doifin and you want it to come down and make a new Mechitza. Where there is no Mechitza, you want to use the good Achas to create a Mechitza. We had this, if you recall, by the Achsadra Bebika. Achsadra, you have like a four poles and a canopy on top, but you have no walls. So Rav said, no problem. Look at the edge of the ceiling on top of the four posts. Brother Shai, please put on mute. Please be on mute. So you have at the ends of the canopy on top, at the ends of the ceiling on top, you have this magical halachic wall coming down. That's the din of good achas. Says Rashi, we have the same concept here, but since we're not talking about elongating and extending machitzos, but rather we're talking about merging schach, we don't use the term good achas, we use the term chavoid rami, but they're both based on the same principle. If you just keep your finger here for 1 second, the chavoid rami, and then turn to the Rashi, and the Rashi is halfway down the Amin, in other words, about 4 or 5 lines lower than where we are in the Gemara. It says Rashi, she'ein begagoy. She'ein begagoy bekonahu oila rochev tefach, that the upper schach is not wide a tefach. Each one of the pieces of schach at the upper level are thin. They're not a roich of tefach. The lav shem oil alei. It doesn't have the shem oil because it's so puny. It's only 1 or 2 tefachim. It's less than a tefach. It's only 1 etzba, 2 etzba is wide. Lach shuvei to give it chashivus. Ulamei rebei and to go and say chavoit rami. What means chavoit rami? Hashbel. Behashlech oisoi. Hashbel means lower it and push it down. Al avish etachdav on the aver beneath it. The hainu namik inyan of good achas. It's the same type of concept of good achas. That what did you have? The walls extending downwards from the ceiling. El inyan machitza. They have a chuda shel machitza. When you're talking about creating halachic machitzas, where you're starting off with the chuda with the very edge of the ceiling. And now you are in halachically imagining as if we have a virtual wall there. There is shaykh lameimer gurachas. That's what we use the term gurachas, which means mishoich oisa, pull down on the edge of that ceiling, v'hoireid, and pull down a wall. Ul inyan hamutal l'roichiv, however, something which is talking about that it's not vertical, but it's horizontal. And you want to fill up the ear spaces, shach l'meimer chavta, there the word chavoit rami would be the more appropriate term. Says the next Rashi, amrina chavoit rami, kishigvoya shloisha v'yoyser, when it's 3 tvachim or more. The ilu b'pachas migimel, lav chavoitu. I don't have to come on to the principle of chavoit rami that I go and press it down, sharihu kemushkev olav. Since it's less than 3 tvachim, based on the concept of lavud, it's automatically merged. I don't have to push it, I don't have to pull, I don't have to do anything. It's automatic because of the concept of lavud. So getting back to our Gemara, what Rav has done now is he made a gvaldi yechidish. Rav says, I agree with Abaye. That what? That if the space between the upper level and the lower level of schach is less than 3 tvachim, you have lavud, merge the two, and if the two together are tzilza, meruba, mechamsa, this the sukkah is kosher, end of discussion. Rava says, however, what happens if the space between the upper level and the lower level is more than 3 tvachim, or 3 tvachim or more? What do we do now? We don't say lavud. So we have this concept of chavoit rami. But when do we say chavoit rami? If the upper layer of schach, each one of the konim, each one of the reeds, or the pieces of schach, is at least a tefach wide. If it's a tefach wide, then it has a shem oil, and then we can go and say chavoit rami, that we press it down, push it down, to fill up all the air pockets down below of the first level. However, if the konim on top are all puny, they're less than a tefach wide, then we do not say chavoyt rami, and the person has a posel of sukkah. What he's going to have to do is transfer some of the upper level of schach to the lower level of schach, so that we have a kosher sukkah. So now Rava says to us, Amar Rava, mino aminullah, v'chi ispe tefach amrinin chavoyt rami. Where do I take this from? V'chi lesbe lo yamrinin chavoyt rami. And if you don't have the upper schach being a tefach wide, that you don't say chavoyt rami. What's the makor? So I'll tell you the nan. Sa mishna mesechtas eicholos. What does the mishna mesechtas eicholos tell us? You have koydus abayis v'aliyah, she'ein aleihem ma'aziva v'hein mechuvanos. You have two floors, one on top of the other. And typically the way they manufactured floors in those days, and perhaps that's the way they do it today too, you have first beams that go from one wall to the other wall, and those are the ma'amidim, those are the supports for the actual ceiling or roof that is put on top of those beams. And what do you put on top of the beams? The beams are called koros. A koira is a beam. And on top of those koiras, you put typically nasorim. Nasorim are boards. We had that before in our Gemara. Every neser standard size was usually 4 tvachim wide. We spoke about what happens if it's more, if it's less. Anyway, so you have these nasorim, which are lined up, now crisscross. In other words, perpendicular to the beams. If the beams are going from right to left, then the boards are going from up to down. So that the boards are held up nicely by the beams. After that, then you would put on plaster to go and plaster them all in place. Presumably you'd also use some nails, but neither Gemara nor Rashi talks about that. So you plaster them all in place, and then you have a wonderful, beautiful ceiling. Now what happens if you're either in the middle of construction, or there was very poor construction, and you have only two layers of beams, one on top of the other? When I say two layers, I mean that you have two floors. One floor, first floor, and then you have the second floor. Between the first floor and the second floor, you have these koros, one next to each other, and on the upper floor, the ceiling or the roof, you have another set of koros. But there is no plaster, and there are no boards. And therefore, by definition, there are spaces between the beams. The beams don't go totally compacted from one end to the other. You have space in between the beams. That typically is not a problem, because you fill that space by putting nasorim crisscross, perpendicular, from one end to the other, and the boards do go all the way from one end to the other, and they all are packed together, so normally there's no air space. But because we have no boards, we only have beams, in between beam 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5, there is air space. Aha! Okay, so what are the religious ramifications? The Mishnah Masechta Seholis is not telling us legabi hilchois sukkah, legabi hilchois schach, but by hilchois tumah. And says the Mishnah, koyris abayis v'aliyah. You have the koyris abayis of the first floor. Aliyah is the attic or the second floor. She'ein aleihem maziva. They don't have any plaster. And Rashi says that they don't have any boards, any nasar. Okay, so you have now, try to imagine in your own, oh, I see it, the art school has a couple of pictures. So if you have an art school in front of you, you can go and see the pictures where you have the koros nicely stacked parallel to one another, but they are not pushed together. There's ear space between each beam and the next beam. Okay. Now the ratio of the Mishnah is talking about that the beams are directly overhead of the next beam, and the ear spaces are directly over the ear space of down below. So it's exactly parallel. The contractor did a perfect job where the upper beams and the lower beams are parallel to one another, and the ear space are parallel to one another. Okay, so what do we do now? Says the Mishnah, "Behein mechuvanos." Mechuvanos means that those koros are exactly parallel to each other. When I say parallel, upper floor to lower floor, one on top of the other. Okay, so what happens now? Tum matachas achas mehen. What happens if there is a Dover Tomei? In other words, if Chas V'Shalom there's a Kezayis Min Hameis under one of those Koros. And as we'll see in another few lines, it's talking about that each Kora is at least one Tefach wide. So we've already had this in the Gemara before, again from Mishnayis and Eicholois, that if you have any type of beam that is wide one tefach or more, then it's number one, maybe es hatoma, and it's choitzitz with nehatoma. What means maybe es hatoma? You have a beam which is only one tefach wide, but for instance, it's 6 foot long, 6 feet long. And under one, at the first, underneath the first foot on the right hand side of this beam, there happens to be a mess, a kzayis min a mess, and all the way 5 feet over on the left hand side, underneath the exact same beam, I have food or I have kalim. Even though the food and the kalim are far removed from that kzayis min a mess, since they're both under this overhang of the kora, which is one tefach wide, boom, the kora is maybe as a tumah, it conducts the tumah to go and extend the tumah from the right side to the left side, so those ochlin and those kalim will become tumah. Okay, so that's what the Gemara tells us. Tumah tachas achas mihem, tachteha tumah. Tachteha means anything which is underneath that one kora, which is one tefach wide and 6 feet long, anything underneath it is going to be tameh. However, what happens if there is a kli, or if there's food on top of that kora? Will that become tameh? And the answer is no. Why won't it become tameh? Because that kora, since it's wide enough that it's a tefach, it is an ohel, and it's chotzeitz v'fnei atoma. It's as if you have a machitza between the mess down below and the kalim and ochlim up above, and therefore, not only doesn't it conduct tumma, it chotzeitz, it stops the tumma in its tracks. If in fact this board would be less than one tefach wide, then the tumma would be bekas va'ola, it would penetrate and pierce through that kora on top, and therefore ochlin or mashkin or kalim on top of the kora would also become tameh. Good. So therefore that tumah tachas achas mihen tachteh tameh. What's underneath it, that is tameh, but not above it, and not to the sides, directly underneath. Now what happens if tachtoin le'elyoina? What happens if there happens to be tumah residing on top of the bottom kora and beneath the upper kora, remembering that the upper kora is directly overhead over the bottom kora? Okay, so what happens now? B'nei and tamei. Again, whatever is in between the two koras are tamei, because the upper kora is ma'al hil on the mess down below, so therefore it conducts tuma throughout that area in between the upper kora and the bottom kora. Al gabi al yoina, what happens if now the tumah is all the way on the top of the top koira? And the top koira, there's no, let's assume that there, that is the end stop, that is the roof, and the roof has not been completed yet, and so therefore, from there up to Shemayim, there is no chatzitza, nothing above it, then connect the adarakiya tumah. Then wherever that tumah mess is, that, not tumah mess, but that kezayis mess, wherever that happens to be, go and go straight up, look with a telescope. Anything above that would be tameh, because the tameh just spreads and spreads. There's no ohel to constrain and limit the expanse of this tameh. So we just go straight up. Okay. Hoyu el yoinois kibein hatachtoinois. What happens if, not that the, it was mechuvonois that we said before, that the kora was on top of the kora, but rather that the kora was over the ear space. So that if you were able to go and roll the upper level so that it would start coming down like an elevator coming down, if you could go and roll the upper level, it would then settle in the ear space of the bottom level. Meaning, as opposed to the ratio where the beams were directly parallel to the beams, and the ear space was parallel to the ear space, here in the Sefer, the upper beams are parallel to the ear space down below, so that if you could go and fetch the two together, it would be wonderful. The upper beams would go and fill up the ear in the down below layer of beams. Okay, so what happens now? The elyoinus, meaning the upper kodos, were facing the ear space below. Tachas kulon, tami al gabeyen, kenegdan al rakiyas tami. What the Gemara is telling us is, because the upper beams are directly over the lower ear spaces, so the end, the lower beams are directly above the room down below, if I go and kvetch the two together, if I could merge the upper level and the bottom level, guess what? It would be one full ceiling. Yes, the way it is now, there's a lot of space. However, if you can go and take the upper level, merge it with the lower level, then the entire area is now covered. And in a sense, even if you don't push it down, leave it the way it is, you happen to be standing on the first floor underneath these two levels of open ear space and koros. Guess what? If you look directly up ahead, or up to the ceiling, what you will see is, number one, the koros of the first level, of the first floor, and then you'll see the koros of the second floor, and if it's exactly parallel where the kora is directly over the ear space, and ear spaces, guess what? Then the guy down below will be covered. I mean, obviously, if there's a rain, the rain may drip over on this side and that side, but at least theoretically, if you only have a light rain, so that you don't have extra water coming down, you could be protected because you have the bottom koros and the upper koros, and the upper koros covering the space down below. So that being the case, Zoktov to the Mishnah, Tumah Tachtayin, if you have Tumah downstairs beneath one of the bottom koros, or even if it's not beneath one of the bottom koros, if it's under the ear space of the bottom level of koros, doesn't matter, because immediately above that, go up another 5, 6, 10 feet, there are koros there. So it becomes like a regular Oel HaMeis, and therefore, Tachtayin, Tachas, Tumah Tachtayin, if there's a Tumah somewhere in the house, it's Tachas Kulon, and everything is Tamei. What happens, Al Gabeyen, if you have on top of one of the koros, whether it's the upper koros or the bottom koros, it makes absolutely no difference. If on top of one of those koros you have a kzayis min hames, then there's nothing covering it, nothing stopping it. If on the upper koros, on top of that is the heavens, and if it's on one of the bottom koros, directly above that is the ear space between the upper koros, and so again there is no oil above it, and connect them out of Rekia Tomei, it just goes straight up to Rekia, everything will be Tomei. That's the Mishnah. And the Braisa adds, this halacha that we said specifically, well, it's both the Reisha and the Sefer, that what? That the Koros can act both as a conductor of Tomei and as a Chotzeitz with Nea Tomei, that Stavka, because each one of the koros is one tefach wide, and in between the koros you have a space of a tefach wide. However, if the koros happen to be a tefach wide, but the space in between is not a tefach wide, tumah tachas achas mehen tachte hatameh. If there's tumah beneath it, then beneath it taka becomes tameh. In other words, beneath one of those koros, then it's takatame, because each one of the koros is one tefach wide. Benev al gabeyin is tohar. However, if it's in between, it would be tohar. Why would it be tohar? Because there you're talking about ear space, which is less than the tefach, and nothing covering it, and it can go up. Anyway, what do I see from that Mishnah? Alma ki is bei tefach amrin nechavoyt rami, v'chiles bei tefach lo yamrin nechavoyt rami. When do I say the concept of chavoyt rami? Chavoyt rami means to go and merge level one with level two, ceiling one with ceiling two. When it's a tefach, why? That's what the Braisa said. Is man sheyesh ben tefach. However, if there is no tefach, you don't say chavoyt rami. Says Rava, That is the makor, that is the source for my halacha. I said before, said Rava, legabi hilchais sukkah, that if you have two levels of schach, even though one level is higher than three tfachim, nevertheless, I will merge the two. If the upper schach, each piece of schach is at least one tefach wide, because then it's a dover choshuv, and then I'm going to go and push down the upper level of schach, chavoit rami, and act as if it merges with the schach down below. Oh, the makor is from the Mishnah Masechta say holos, where the sefer is talking about that the koros are directly over the airspace, and if the as the braisa says, if those koros are one tefach wide, then I can go and merge the two, crunch time, crunch the upper ceiling with the bottom ceiling, and therefore everything is covered, and that's why if Chas V'Shalom there happens to be a tumma inside the house, everything becomes tummy, because everything is covered. But that's tafka because the koyrois, in each case, bizman sheyesh ben tefach, but not if ein ben tefach, because ein ben tefach, that is not an effective an ohel, and therefore it would not be a conductor of tuma, and that's why it says in the sefer bnei magabeim would be tar. But I see the inyan of chavoy grami that I merge the two if they're a tefach wide. Zokti morish ma'amino lechoyra. Rava has an excellent raya from the sechtesi halos. After all, since we're talking about a bayis va'aliyah, by definition there has to be more than three tefachim from the bottom apartment to the upper apartment, to the upper attic, because if not, how is it possible to go and live under those types of circumstances? We only have three tvachim. You have to at least ten tvachim. Even ten tvachim is gunished. Three tvachim is exactly one foot approximately. So a person can live in 1 foot of space? Impossible. Good. So Rava therefore has a raya that even if it's more than three tvachim, we say chavoyt rami. Yosef Kahana, the Ka'omul HaShmaitze. Rav Kahana repeated this Kanta Shtikul Torah, and Omali Ravashi. And Ravashi was listening, and he says to Rav Kahana, V'chol heicha d'les be tefach le'amrin chavit rami. You're telling me if there is no width of a tefach, you don't say this Kanta b'chavit rami. V'atanya, I'll show you that you say chavit rami even if there's less than a tefach. Where do we see this from? So to V'atanya, have a bright sir. We quoted this price a few days ago in the Gemara. This is talking about Hilchos Shavos, and specifically the Gavi and Mavui, a Mavui She'ena Mefulish that has three sides to it. To be able to go and carry in that Mavui Midrabanan, we have to put up a Korah or a Lechi, and they decided to put up a Korah, but the problem was that the Korah was a little bit too short. Is Dr. Bryce a Korah Yoitz Mekoisel Zet? Ben Negas Mekoisel Zet? It emanates from the right side of the koisel, but it does not go all the way to the left side, meaning you're entering in the mavui, you have a wall of houses on the right, a wall of houses on the left, you want to have a korah that extends from the right to the left, it goes 90%, but it doesn't go all the way. They built two separate korahs, which are parallel to one another, and would normally meet, but each one is a little bit too short, and therefore there's an ear space between where the two koros end. Says the Braisa, Pachas Mishloisha, if in either the first case where you have the short kora that doesn't reach the second wall, or the second case where you have the two koros which don't meet each other, if the space remaining is Pachas Mishloisha, in the Torchalavi Koyra Cheres, then these koras are perfect because based on the concept of lovud, will either extend the korah to get to the left wall, or we'll use the concept of lovud to go and fill up the space between the two korahs. However, it's shloisha, if the space remaining is three or more, tarach lovi korah cheres, you have to bring another korah. So far, this is nothing to do with our Gemara, because our Gemara is talking about the two separate levels, so we don't have our raya or our kasha yet. But let's continue the price. Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Pachos me'arba'a ein terech lahavi koira acheres. Arba'a terech lahavi koira acheres. This is the first time in our Masech that we bring Rav Shimon Gamliel, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says, I agree wholeheartedly with the concept of lovud, but I hold that lovud is not three tvachim, it's four tvachim. And therefore, if it's less than four tvachim, then I will extend magically the korah, virtually I'll extend it so it's a kosher korah and I don't need another korah. If it's four tvachim or more, then I'll need another korah because I cannot fill the space, it's just too big. What does that mean? When you put up a korah in front of your mavli, the korah cannot be paper thin. It cannot be just thin reeds. It has to be something of substance, so much so that it can hold up an ariach. Ariach is, Rashi says, a chatzi levena. A levena is three tvachim wide. Ariach, therefore, is 1.5 tvachim wide. And the ariach is 3 tvachim long. We're only focusing at the moment on the width. We're going to get to the length in another few lines. So the width of this ariach is 1.5 tvachim. And I want to put this on top of the korah to see that the korah is strong enough to hold up the ariach. Now, it's talking about if the korah itself, says Rashi, is 1 tefach wide, I'd have no problem putting the ariach of 1.5 tvachim wide on top of the korah. Why? Because the middle tefach will be the same, and the additional half a tefach is etzpa lekan, the etzpa lekan, it's going to hang over a drop on the right and a drop on the left. And then you're going to say to yourself, shkoyach, but I don't want this ariach there to fall down on my head whilst I'm walking underneath the mavoi. Says Rashi, umalabdan betina. What you could do is smear on a little bit of plaster, a little bit of tar, pitch, whatever, cement, and hold it in place. Since 90% is held up because the korah is 1 tefach wide, if the ariach is 1.5 tvachim, nishkeferlach. And therefore, we're not actually saying that you have to put the ariach. It's got to be ro'ui kedei lekabel ariach. Now that's all very good if the korah is 1 wide. What happens if the korah is only a half a tefach wide? It's a very thin korah. Says the Braisa, V'chein shtei koirois ha-mat imois. The word mat imois comes here from the word ta'omim, or ta'omos, that the two korahs are like identical twins, in fact, Siamese twins, where the two korahs are one packed next to each other. Each one is only a half a tefach. On their own, they could not hold up the ariach, but the two together in the kabbalas ariach l'roch boi tefach. If you add the two korahs, each one of them is, for instance, a half a tefach. So if you add one half a tefach and another half a tefach, you get a full tefach. And now you can put your ariach of a tefach and a half on top. Let it extend on both sides, one etzpa, and then you could smear it with some cement. Ein tzorach lavi korachas. V'imlav. What happens, however, if each one of these koros is only a quarter of a tefach? And therefore, if you put a quarter of a tefach together with another quarter of a tefach, I only have a half a tefach. How is it going to hold up the koira, the ariach? How is it going to hold up the ariach? Then tzorach lavi korachas. I've got to bring a brand new one. Chaduch nishka breira. I have to bring a new korah. It's not wide enough. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, I have a tremendous cooler, Rabbi Sai, which I'm going to share with you. Reb Shimon Gamliel, Oymer, in Mekabli, Sariach Li Orko, Shloisha Tvachim, Ein Tzorach Lavi Koyra Acheres, Vim Lav Tzorach Lavi Koyra Acheres. If they are wide enough that they can hold up an Ariach Li Orko, Shloisha Tvachim, and you're saying to yourself, how could that be? You just said now it's not wide enough to hold up an Ariach where the brick is 1.5 tvachim wide. How is it going to hold up an ariach which is 3 tvachim long at its length? That's counterintuitive. It's not logical. Says Rashi, have an eitza. The eitza is, if these are two strong koros, even though they happen to be relatively narrow, What I can do is spread them apart. Don't go and push the two koros together, flush with one another, but have an ear space between the two. And when you have that ear space between the two, now I can go and take the oriach, and instead of putting it l'rochboy, because then it might fall between the ear space, between the two koros, but put it l'orkoi, three tvachim, so therefore you can even have an ear space, theoretically, of 2.5 tvachim between kora one and kora two, place the oriach there, place some pitcher tar or cement, it'll stay in place, and it'll hold it up, says Rav Shimon, that's also good! So even though each one of the koros is narrow, it's only half a tefach, 3/4 of a tefach. When the Tanakhama says, if the two together are less than a tefach, and they can't hold up the riach, 3/4 of a tefach doesn't work. If it's half a tefach or less, the Tanakhama says, you're stuck, you gotta bring a brand new kora, because the two koras together are not a tefach. Says, Rav Shimon Gamliel, no, even if they're not a tefach, spread them apart, and then put the Ariach on top of it. Instead of putting Roichav L'Roichav, turn it to the length, and then have it hanging half or part on the one side and one on the other side. In the Kabbalah, Ariach L'Orkash, Lo Yishetvach, Amein Terech Lavi Kari Acheres, you don't have to bring a new one. V'im Lav Terech Lavi Kari Acheres, otherwise you have to bring another Kari. Now, all of what we've learned so far is fascinating. But now we're going to get the Kasha and our Gemara. And that is, what happened if the two koros were put up, one on one side, one on the other side? And guess what? One is higher than the other. Apparently a mistake in the construction. The construction, you want them to be parallel. But in fact, one was higher, one was lower. What do you do now? There's no room to go and put the Ariach on either the upper one or the lower one, because each one is only a half a tefach. Or, even if it's narrower, according to Shimon Gamliel, you can only go and put the brick on top of the two when you can have the ear space in between the two. But not one is higher, one is lower. You can't go and put the brick there, so the chayr you're stuck. You know what? We're gonna merge the two. We're gonna do crunch time. We're gonna do chavoit rami. We're gonna either press down, push down the upper level kora, or we're gonna push up the lower level kora, and we'll deem them as if they happen to be on the same level. When do I do that? Says Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Be careful, however, if the space between the upper level korah and the lower level korah are huge, where the upper one is lamal miyasrim amma, it's higher than 20 amas, and the lower one is less than 10 tvachim, then it doesn't work. No good. It's just too far apart. I can't go and say chavoy grami with those types of distances. However, if both of them were within 20 amos from the ground, we do say chavoy grami. Now notice, all of these koras that we're talking about are less than one tefach. Because if it's one tefach wide, I don't need chavoit rami. I don't need to put two koros together. I can just put the oriach on one of the koros, because the oriach is only half a tefach wider. So I'm going to go and put the middle of the brick of the oriach on top of the middle of the kora, so that the bottom, the kora, is going to cover up, is going to hold up, I should say, 90%, if you will, of the upper Oriach, and the Oriach will only extend a little bit to the right and to the left by one etzba, and Rashi says that's okay, because you put a little bit of tina, a little bit of plaster, a little bit of cement, and hold it in place, that's good! But we're talking about that it's less than a tefach, and therefore we have to merge together two koros, if they're one next to each other, or one higher than the other. So we're talking therefore about a kora which is less than a tefach wide, and nevertheless, as long as they're within the 20 amis together, you say chavoit rami, avagav les be tefach. So therefore, Rav Ashi is asking to Rav Kahana, akasha on Rava, where Rava said that if it's lamala Mishloishet tvachim, if the difference between one level and the other level is three tvachim or more, then you have to make sure that the korah is one tefach wide. Here, the korahs by definition are not a tefach wide, and you still say chavoit rami, even though it's certainly much more than three tvachim. We're talking about close to 20 amay space, one between the other. Amalei, so Rav Kahana said, tritz ve'emahachi. You have to read the Brice a little bit differently. Not that the upper one was lamala mi'esrim, and the lower one was lamata mi'asara, but rather, ubavachalitel yoina lamala mi'esrim, elebetoich esrim, vatachtoine smuchala bepoches mishloisha. All the Brice is telling us is that for purposes of a korah, it's got to be similar to any machitza and similar to a sukkah. In fact, that's the very first Mishnah Masechtas Erevin, that if you have a movi l'mala mi'esrim amma, then you might. Remember we brought that here back on Daf Beis Amud Aleph in Masechtas Sukkah, in our Masechta. We asked a seder between our Mishnah and Yenah Mishnah, why here does it say psul and there it says you might. But the point of all of this is that when the schach in our Sukkah case, or when the korah in the movi case is l'mala mi'esrim amma, it doesn't work. You gotta lower it. Lower it, fine. Now it's betoich esra mama. Now the lower level korah was not 10 tvachim from the ground, but rather it was within 3 tvachim from that esra mama. In other words, you push down the koira el yoina, it's no longer 20 or above, now it's at the 18 or 19 ama level, kosher, fine, that's good. The problem only is that it's too narrow, and I have to have one that is strong enough and wide enough to hold up an oriach. If within that 18 or 19 from the ground, for instance, 17.8 from the ground, 17.8 feet from the ground, I have another layer of korah, so therefore the korah up above and the korah down below are within 3 tvachim of each other, then I say chavoit rami, merge the two. You don't even have to say chavoit rami, you have the benefit of lovud. Inami, or continues the sefer. Bilvachule teitachtoin lemat miasara el lemal miasara. Make sure that the lower level korah is not below 10 tvachim. It's higher than 10 tvachim. But once it's higher than 10 tvachim, then the elyona is not 20 amis higher, but rather it's all to smuchel of a pachas mishloisha, also within 3 tvachim. Ah, so therefore in both cases, both the case of the 20 amis and the case of the 10 tvachim, we're talking about that the other level, either the higher or the lower one, respectively, is within 3 tvachim. If that's the case, as Rashi, you don't even need chavoid rami. Then you just have the simple halacha of lovud to mix and match and merge the two together. And therefore, there's no kasha on rubber whatsoever. However, if in fact it would be a space of shloisha, kim de les bay tefach, since there is no tefach, the only way that you could go and merge if it's more than three is if you use the principle of chavoit rami. We cannot say chavoit rami, because Rava said chavoit rami is only if each korah or each kana of the sukkah is at least one tefach wide. And therefore, shloisha kim de les bay tefach, le'emrina chavoit rami, you don't say chavoit rami, and you'd have to bring a brand new korah, or you'd have to lower or push up one of the other korahs to have the two parallel to one another. So with this, we have concluded the first part of today's Gemara. We got off a little bit on a tangent to Hilchis Tumah and Hilchis Shabbos, Hilchis Mavui, but essentially just to remind ourselves, how did we get into this? Because our Mishnah said Sukkah HaMeduvleles. According to Rav, Duvleles means that it's sparse from a lashon of Dal. According to Shmuel, Duvleles is from a lashon of Bilbul, that you don't have all the schach on one level, but it's multiple levels. So we said, when can you merge the two levels together, says Abaya, if it's within three tvachim, then I have the benefit of lovud. Rava says, no, even if it's more than three tvachim, as long as the upper level of schach, each piece of schach is one tefach or wider, it has the status of a ohel, it's a dover choshev, then we will merge it, the upper level with the lower level, with the concept, the halacha of chavoit Rami, we brought a raya from Masechtas Eholos, and we deflected a kasha from Masechtas Erevin, having to do with Koros by Amavi. On to the next article. In our Mishnah it said, "V'shatzil tzemarub mechamos is ksheira." If the tzel of the shade is more than the sun, it's kosher. Freiti mahaki hadavi. It's mashma. However, if the two are exactly the same, 50-50, it sounds like it's possible. V'atanam b'irav pirkin. Irav pirkin means the first Mishnah on daf beis of our Masechta. We said, "V'shicham tzemarub mechamos is psula." Only because the chama is wider. Hoki adodi. What happens if it be exactly the same 50-50? Big shayra. So I have a stira. Here it's mashma that if it's exactly 50-50, no good. First mission is mashma that it would be good. So it's more like kasha. Kan mil mala, kan mil mata. It really depends from which angle you are looking. What does that mean? So Rashi tells us something that many of us probably never really analyzed, but it's a dover poshut. If you have a small little hole in the wall or in the ceiling, that small little hole lets in a little bit of a ray of light. Where the size of the hole could be as small as a dime. And guess what? There's a lot more light down below on the floor. As the light is able to get through that little hole in the ceiling or in the wall, even though that hole is very small, a huge amount of sunlight comes in nevertheless. That's just, I wouldn't say nature, that's the way Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world. So therefore what the Gemara is telling us is, you could have a situation where up above in the schach, you have a small lechel. Small lechel means a small hole, which if you were sitting right under the schach, right, if you were able to propel yourself upward and sit right underneath the schach, then there's plenty of tzel. You don't have a lot of chama. However, if you're sitting down below in the sukkah, like we normally do on the floor, by the time the rays of sun come through and pierce through the schach, then down below there's much more light than up there, up at the top at the schach. Ah, so that's the difference between melmala and lemata. If above you have kemloi kana, it's exactly 50-50, 50%, Konim, meaning kosher, schach. 50% chama, open air. It's going to be possible. Why is it going to be possible? Because down below, the people that are sitting at the table, they're going to feel the full effects of the rays of the sun, because there's just so much sun coming in. That's why we said, in the case of the of our Mishnah, that davka tziltzum merum mechamtzis ksheira, however, if it's kihadodi, then it's going to be possible. Because if up above it's going to be puzzle, if up above it's going to be 50-50, down below it's going to be a majority of chama. That's what we mean, that it was lamala. That there's more chama than tiltza, haki hadodi ksheira, means that if down below it's chamsa merumi tiltza. Why is there more chama down below? Because it's sparse schach on top. However, if you packed in more schach, so that down below there won't be cham mitzilza, that means that up above there's more tzel than the chama. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi. Rashi is kan mamala kan mil mata. Rashi is parallel, no, it's three or four lines lower than our Gemara. Kan mamala kan mil mata. So it's Rashi. Hodidaikinan ki adori psula lamalakoi. That's the diuk from our Mishnah. That's talking about the schach at the top of the sukkah. If in between one piece of schach and the next piece of schach, you have an equal amount of space. Even if it's exactly the same, it's psula. If because when you go down to the floor, you'll find that there's much more air, much more chama, much more sunlight than there is up above. Down below it's exactly 50-50. That up above there's more schach than there is air space up above. And the Gemara gives a mashal. Back to the Gemara, this is what people say. If you have a hole in the ceiling or in the wall, which is kizuza, the size of a small zuz, let's call that a penny or a dying, k'istra melatachas, by the time the sun comes down to the bottom of the room, it's going to be like an istra, like a much larger coin than the, like a quarter, if you will, or like a half dollar. It'll be much larger than the size of the hole up above, because that's the way Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world. A little rain, a little ray of sun on top, expands in a very, very large way down below. The final case of the Mishnah was Ma'uvikim in Bayis, that if the schach on top was thick, so it was dome, it looked like as if it was the ceiling of a room, of a regular house. Even though it's so thick that at night you look for stars and you can't see any of the stars because you have an impenetrable schach, really thick schach, sure, that's okay, that's kosher. What about ein koich v'chama nir mitoicha? In other words, not talking about at night, but during the day. Now, of course, there are no koich v'chama, there are no stars with the sun. However, what he means is the sun rays. If the schach is so tight that ein koich v'chama nir mitoicha, you go into the sukkah and it's pitch black. It doesn't have to be mamish pitch black, but it's dark, because no rays of sun can get through the schach. The schach is just so thick. Beishami pasul. Beishami says no, that is no good. Beisil machshir. Beisil says that is kosher. What's the reason why Beishami holds that it's no good? Because Beishami holds that it looks almost like a regular house. It doesn't look like a sukkah anymore. And therefore the person might think, why do I have to be in the sukkah and not see any rays of sun? I might as well stay inside my dining room and not see any rays of sun. In other words, such a sort of like Gzeiras Tikra that we've had before. That's why Beishami passes. But nevertheless, Beisil says it's kosher because it makes no difference how thick it is, as long as it's tzilza, meruba, mechamsa, there's more shade than sun. Even if it blocks out all of the sun and all of the kochavim, makes no difference, it's still kosher. Mitzvah, tomorrow we'll begin a brand new Mishnah and a brand new Sugya. Rabbis, have a wonderful day. Any questions? Okay, here